Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts.
Let me guess, you feel tired all the time and you're snapping at your loved ones without even meaning to. I know you feel guilty, but you just don't know how to change it. Instead, you find yourself binging your favorite series and grabbing the chocolate. I get it. I've been there too. The key to changing how you feel about your life is to focus on what you can do instead of focusing on everything and letting it get the better of you. I'm going to share three things that you can do: transforming your mornings, using effective time management, and how to find peace and reflection in the evenings. So firstly, transforming your overwhelming mornings. Mornings can often feel like a whirlwind, leaving you feeling frazzled and exhausted before the day even begins. But what if you could turn that chaos into a launch pad for success? Here are some ideas. Start by prioritizing your time. Identify the most important tasks that need to be completed in the morning. Focus on these first to ensure that you start your day with a sense of accomplishment. This could be as simple as getting the kids ready for school or preparing a healthy breakfast. In our home, I pack the lunch boxes and hubby, or the girls if he's away, prepare the breakfast. This means I'm not trying to do everything myself. In this area, you could start creating empowering routines. Establishing a morning routine can set a positive tone for the rest of the day. Consider incorporating activities that energize and motivate you. A workout, a meditation, a few minutes with a hot cup of tea. Routines provide structure. They can help reduce that feeling of overwhelm. I love heading out with Minty as soon as the girls are at school, and combining this with meeting a friend truly feeds my soul. And set realistic daily goals. It's easy to feel defeated when your to-do list is never ending. Instead, think about what you can achieve. Break down those bigger tasks into smaller, manageable steps. It'll give you a sense of accomplishment and keep you motivated. The next area is time management. It's really important for busy mums. So start by planning ahead. Spend a few minutes at the end of the day planning the next day. We have a rule in our house that school bags have to be packed and by the front door before bedtime. This ensures nobody is scrambling trying to find something when it's time to go. If you can delegate tasks, start doing so. You don't have to do everything on your own. I know this is hard, and it's something that I continue to work on myself. I talk more now about what we will do as a family instead of focusing on what I need to do. And this is really helping us as a family shift the load. And use chunking your time so that you can stay focused and more energized. And then think about your evening. How can you create peace and reflection? it's really important that as a day comes to the end that you do wind down and reflect on your accomplishments. You could practice gratitude, take a few moments and reflect on what you're grateful for. It can help shift your focus from what went wrong to what went right. Find a way to unwind. It means you might need to switch off your device a little earlier and then read a book or take a warm bath or do some breathing exercises. Creating a calming environment can really help you transform from the busyness of the day to a restful night. And set intentions for tomorrow. Think about the goals you want to achieve tomorrow. It'll help you get a sense of purpose and direction. These are simple strategies. You don't have to try and do all of them. Don't overhaul your whole life at once. Focus on one or two things you could start doing now to reclaim your mornings and create that peace in your life. It's all about finding what works best for you and making small, consistent changes.